Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Well, hot and humid's the word, and we, as expected, got teased with showers and thunderstorms yesterday. There were some good downpours, and there were spots with heavy rain, but unfortunately, a lot of spots with just that tease or no rain at all or just barely measurable. And as we expected, and a concern right now with the dry conditions or wildfires ignited by lightning strikes, and we had one right along Interstate 95 between Emerson and University southbound yesterday afternoon, really messed up traffic at the peak of the rush hour southbound out of downtown. But the fire was visible. I tweeted out some of the images at Mike First Alert. It was quickly brought under control and put out, but that's the concern. We're not going to get widespread rain the next couple of days, but when we may get some lightning strikes, and with the dryness of the last few weeks, our wildfire danger is high to very high. So that's something we'll keep a close eye on. And I don't see a widespread good soaker anytime soon, at least until about the middle of next week. It does look wetter next week, but until then, we'll continue largely dry. We'll still get some storms to pop late this afternoon into early this evening, and again, they'll drift toward the beaches like they did yesterday. Coverage will even likely be a little less than yesterday, but still as much as maybe 30 to 40% of the area managing some rain later today and into this evening, but not before temperatures reach the mid-90s. And then even more isolated for any storms tomorrow for your Friday. It'll be hot in the mid to upper 90s, feel like temperatures around 105, and that leads into a hot, dry weekend under partly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will reach into the mid-90s each day, and with offshore winds a good part of each day, today, tomorrow, into the weekend, even the beaches are going to be 90 plus for a good part of the late morning and into the afternoon hours. Water temperatures, after all, are already into the low 80s. And then Monday, we'll start out the new work week, partly sunny. Again, an isolated afternoon thunderstorm chance will return as we reach the mid-90s. And then as we get into Tuesday, and especially Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, it would appear better rain chances. Showers and thunderstorms should become more widespread. And that may be the more traditional wet season type storms and rain, and may be the official start of our wet season finally. Better late than never. And that will be tied to the tropics, at least to some degree. We've been giving you the First Alert and talking about the potential for low pressure be developing over or near the Gulf of Mexico. This does not look like a big or strong tropical system per se. Still, though, it could become named. Will work its way northward in whatever ends up developing here. But it does appear fairly clear that quite a good surge of tropical moisture will push northward up across the Florida Peninsula, and that would be the key to us getting some much more widespread rainfall and that much-needed rainfall mid to late part of next week. Of course, updated every single day, talking the tropics with Mike, and I'll address this setup and possible situation as we get into next week. Again, doesn't appear to be a real strong or powerful type tropical system necessarily, although we'll have to keep an eye on it, but more importantly, a very wet system for parts of the Gulf Coast and Florida. And it was 80 years ago today, the D-Day invasion on the beaches of Normandy, an amazing day with unfathomable number of heroes and what they saw and what they witnessed, what they went through, and the sacrifices that were made that day. And the weather was a very important player in that, played a very critical role. Originally, D-Day was scheduled to be June 5th, but on the 4th, it was delayed when meteorologists said a storm approaching would make a beach invasion very, very difficult. It was already going to be difficult with how fortified Normandy was by the Germans. So it was delayed until June 6th. General Eisenhower still wanted to make sure we had a full moon, that the Allied forces had a full moon, and seasoned surf were navigable. The tides were low. It was at time of low tide. So it was going to happen sooner rather than later, or they'd be waiting potentially up to nearly 4 weeks. So it was decided that the 6th of June would then be the invasion on Normandy, which even surprised the Germans. They thought the weather would delay even longer and preclude an immediate invasion. Eisenhower said, no, not so fast. Well, the rest, as they say, is history. I have tweeted out a pretty interesting weather image, a map of the theater of operations there around Normandy, and it's pretty interesting to look at. It's at Mike First Alert on my Twitter or X, as some say these days. Have a great and safe day with Ari Weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.